This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it has been an amazing day. You know, I feel like I've been extra good today. What, Chris? I feel like I've been super on point. All right, let's get to a couple things here. Someone asked abortion. We lost single women, and a huge reason we lost single women was abortion. What do we do about that? Let me give you some hope here. Abortion is one of those issues. A lot of people don't care about it. Some people are super passionate about it. That's me. And some people are super passionate about killing them. That's most of the Democratic Party now. But it is an issue. We are already winning. We were winning this issue before Roe versus Wade. We are winning it more than anything else because of technology. We're winning it because of technology, because of ultrasounds, because of as we expand our knowledge of the human body. Women were already beginning to drift away from it. Don't stress that. Don't stress that. We are winning this battle. Is there a certain segment of the Democrat base, the single cat women, who are passionately pro-abortion and will never get them? Of course. Of course. We've had, 50 years of telling women that's just something they should do and that if they're not allowed to do it, that they've had their rights taken away. When you do that for 50 years, you're going to lose a portion of the population, especially the low information. You are. It's bad. And I'll tell you something else that doesn't get talked about near enough at all. What abortion has done to the black community in this country. Because I was talking with the preborn guys. I told you I was in Nashville. I was talking to the preborn guys and where these abortions take place. Because they're not everywhere, right? They're not everywhere. The black portions of major cities, it's where organizations like Planned Parenthood, it's where they make all their money. They have targeted the black community relentlessly on this issue. And now the issue is completely cemented in the black community. It's just something you do. You go down to the clinic. And they set up shop there. What Planned Parenthood and these abortion clinics have done to the black community in this country is akin to genocide. And frankly, it's akin to the worst genocides in the history of the world. When you look at how many millions, 60 million. That's crazy. That's insane. How many doctors, lawyers, teachers, cops, Marines, how many great men and women never got a chance to see the sun or take just one breath of fresh air because they were aborted by an abortion clinic that set up shop in the black community and targeted them? It's not talked about enough. That honestly, what has happened with abortion, what these abortion clinics have done to black people in this country with abortion is worse than what was done during slavery. It is. It is horrific that has been allowed. How many black people have been cheated out of life because of that? It's a disgrace. It's a national embarrassment and a disgrace. It is. Master Oracle, I patrolled the East German border as a U.S. Army scout during the Cold War. Since then, Europe sold their soul to Russia for cheap energy, and the U.S. is, or soon will be, China's lapdog, and Americans are peeing away every right that I protected. I'm questioning if it was worth it. I feel that I and all those who served before and after me were just wasting our time. Am I wrong? Says Hua and Semper Fi. His name is Dave. One, happy Veterans Day, Dave, and happy Veterans Day once again to all of my veterans out there. Much appreciated. Thank you for your service. Two, I have had this conversation a lot with friends I served in Iraq with, guys I was with in Iraq, because that whole thing didn't turn out to really be worth it, right? That turned out to be really ugly. A lot of loss of life for us, for them, for the disaster, and over what? I mean, why? And many of my friends who came home, to this day, they struggle with that. I was actually on a group text with a bunch of my Marine Corps buddies yesterday. And a lot of guys still are anguished about killing people for a war they didn't necessarily, they don't think is worth it, or seeing people killed, or being wounded themselves, or having buddies being wounded, just all the horrible things that come with war. And it's all horrible, right? It's just bad. It's awful. And they to this day struggle with, man, we did that for nothing. We did that for nothing. We did that for nothing. I hear them say it all the time. We did it for nothing. We did it for nothing. And I will simply say this. You are one person. You can only control you and how you live your life and your values and the service you give to others and the country and everything. You can only control you. The history of the world is soldiers having their willingness to sacrifice, having it be just wasted, absolutely wasted by people in charge. And now we do. We have evil people in charge of this country. And they have taken away a lot of our freedoms. And we share a country with many Americans who don't even care about those freedoms. They don't value them. In fact, they want them gone. They want them gone. All that is true. But that doesn't mean what you did was worthless. Just because America has totally lost its way, and many, many Americans have totally lost their way, that in no way takes away the fact that you did something great. You did something selfless. You did something great. You did something brave, and you should be proud of it forever. If this country turns into a full, if this country turns into communist Cambodia tomorrow, that won't make your service or my service somehow worth less. You did it for the right reasons. And something else, and I try to tell my buddies this, we didn't do it for the scumbags in our government anyway, even while we were there. We did it for each other. That's why we did it. We did it for each other. Okay, you say you patrolled the East German border during the Cold War. Okay, good. Now you're wondering if it was worth it or think it may not be worth it. Okay? Think about your buddies that were patrolling there with you. You weren't alone. You were with buddies. Are you glad you were able to watch out for them? Or do you wish you hadn't, you weren't there at all to watch out for them? You did it for your friends. And you watched out for your friends. You didn't do it for nothing. You did it for your buddies. Do not buy into that. Just because we're led by a bunch of turds now who are wrecking this country, don't let that get you down. All right? Speaker of the House, Jesse, who should it be? I think it should be Chip Roy. I think it should be Chip Roy or Dan Bishop or anyone from the House Freedom Caucus. That's who I want. Because the House Freedom Caucus is growing, which is a great thing. Those are our people. If your congressman's part of the House Freedom Caucus, you're doing all right. That's where our people are. It is time to be done with the old squishy weenie ways, and it is time to choose somebody who's ready to be an anti-communist. And I'll tell you something else. There's a chance, I'm hearing from my sources, that there is a chance that is growing that Kevin McCarthy is not going to be the Speaker of the House once we finish taking the House. And guess what? It's because of the Freedom Caucus. Remember, it's like I've told you 1,000 times. It is a caucus measuring contest. A caucus is simply how many people are in your voting block in there. That's all it is. How big is your caucus? If you have a big caucus, you can do a lot of good. You swing a lot of weight. If your caucus is tiny, you can't accomplish anything. If you got a two-man caucus, you're not even a caucus because they call you up and say, hey, we need your vote on this. And what are you going to say? No, me and my buddy Bob aren't doing it. Okay, loser. And they just hang up the phone and go get the votes anyway. If your caucus is huge and they call you up and say, hey, we need your vote on this. And you say, hey, go pound sand. Me and my 50 friends aren't doing it. Now they have to give you something. Now they have to extend a hand to you. It's all about the size of your caucus. Remember that. It's all about the size of the caucus. We want the Freedom Caucus to be huge gigantic. So that way they swing a big stick over there. Speaking of which, we may be getting closer to a name for the male vitality stack box we're coming up with at Chalk. Me and Chalk, we're coming up with this male vitality stack to send it to GOP congressmen and senators whenever they're being weenies. And we've gone back and forth 1,000 times with names. We're working on names. And right now, I think we're leaning towards something along the lines of Chalk Box, because you need a stronger caucus or something. It's going to be something, I think, along those lines, but we're getting closer and closer to that. And thank you, by the way, Chalk, for doing this. One, because it's hilarious. Two, because it's insulting people who very much deserve to be insulted. I'm sick of these people doing us wrong all the time. Now, that's them. Let's talk about you. Your energy level. Do you wear out during the day? 2-3 in the afternoon, are you going to get that cup of coffee? Stop doing that. If your testosterone levels were raised, you wouldn't believe how much more focused and alert and energy you have. Fellas, get a male vitality stack. It's all natural herbal supplements. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack made just for you. Again, natural herbal supplements. Go get a subscription, because the subscriptions are 35% off. Don't do a one-off thing. I mean, you can, but why not save the money? Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the subscription. Chalk.com, promo Jesse. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't worry. I know I had to miss yesterday. It was a travel day. Again, stop yelling at me every time I have to do something for work. I cannot teleport my way across the country. And I certainly don't have enough money for a private jet to take me to and fro wherever I want. That would be sick, though. Chris, what if we got a private jet as the show? I mean, I realize that's probably not going to happen, but how cool would that be? A Jesse Kelly Show private jet, and I'll get a big, just obnoxious picture of my face on the side of it. Chris said, of course. Oh, it would be so much fun. And then we'll take show trips and go meet listeners at various places. Seriously, think about this, Chris. We get off the air one night, and we let everyone know, hey, Tampa. Tampa, we'll pick a big, restaurant down there. We'll meet you there in an hour or two. There's a Jesse Kelly Show meetup, and boom, we just fly down in. And then when we're done, we just fly right back home. We needed more money. Maybe we should have been buying Powerball tickets for the show. Chris, let me know if you think, how much pushback do you think we'd get from the suits if we took our iHeart credit card and we bought some Powerball tickets? Now, hear me out. It's for our private jet, so it's basically for everybody, Chris. I think we can sell this. Can you get a hold of someone at corporate and ask them? What? That's a great point. We'll read the ticket results on air. Now, hey, look, Premier, we had to. We had no choice but to buy 100 Powerball tickets with your money. We were basically forced to do it. And then if we won, we'd go private jet. I think we can do this, Chris. Will you get a hold of somebody, please? Please. Don't be such a square. Dr. Jesse, do you think Dave DePepe is being held without bail in order to keep him away from the TV camera? Yeah. It is weird how Paul Pelosi got hit with a hammer. The guy apparently was known to Paul. Remember, we know now at this point in time, Paul went to the door and answered the door when the cops showed up and didn't run out and say, save me. He turned around and walked right back in towards the guy who supposedly broke in and held him hostage. And then we were scolded by the media for days. Remember, scolded about this right-wing attacks inspired by these dangerous right-wingers. Right-wing, it was Trump's fault. All these things. But what's so funny is we haven't heard a word from Dave DePepe. Huh. No statements. Nothing's come out. No journalist, lawyer has been able to get a hold of him and put out a public statement. It's so weird. I would like to know, how many Trump hats did he own? I'm sure he was dressed in Trump gear when he did it. Huh? Oh, maybe he wasn't dressed at all, though. How about that? What happens when the interest on the national debt increases beyond the government's ability to pay? Massive printing, default, so on and so forth. Oh, we're done. Yeah, no, we're in deep trouble. And not only that, we're heading there quickly next year. Remember all these rate hikes. Well, Chris, let me explain. We keep having the Fed raise interest rates because they're trying to get inflation under control, and you can only do that by raising interest rates. But the problem is, remember, we as a nation have to pay the increased interest rates too on our debt. We're raising rates on ourselves. It's not just them raising rates on you, trying to get buy a house or a new car. They're raising rates on us as a country. They're already telling you there are going to be more significant interest rate hikes. I think the next one is in January or February. There are more coming. We printed and spent too much money. When you stop your economy and print trillions of dollars, you simply have guaranteed yourself that inflation is going to go out of control. And then Joe Biden gets elected, so we lose Trump, and Joe Biden starts passing trillion-dollar bill here and trillion-dollar bill there and trillion-dollar bill there. And there's just, it was, in many, many ways, we simply could not afford to elect Joe Biden. We couldn't afford it. It was the one, we couldn't do that at this point in time. But we did. And then there's Democrat House, Democrat Senate. It was just more than the country was able to withstand at the time. And so now we're all going to have to freaking suffer for it. What, Chris? If we default on our debt, what happens is our credit rating with other nations goes down. And then people will stop buying your debt. Other nations will stop buying it. If we go into debt default, and we certainly could, this is definitely a possibility. I'm not trying to be a doomsayer. Sorry about that. But we certainly could. If we go into debt default, what you're going to have to see is you'll see gigantic austerity measures, big cutting, mass cutting. Democrats love to scare people all the time. Republicans are going to cut your Social Security and Medicare. No, your Social Security and Medicare checks are going to stop coming if things like that happen. Because it's such a significant part of the budget, they're going to have to cut it because otherwise your nation's just over. I mean, great, it's really bad. But national debt's not sexy. No one ever wants to talk about it. I love it, but no one wants to talk about it because it's boring and the number's so big and it seems insurmountable. We really could not afford to do what we did during COVID, but we really could not. All right. Now, maybe you're in a place right now where you can't afford Christmas gifts this year. I'm about to make your life a little bit easier. You see, Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow, those are the best sheets on the planet. They are so freaking comfortable. It's from the world's best cotton, Giza cotton. So, and of course, Mike Lindell pounced on this and figured out a way to make great sheets out of it. They're glorious. And right now, they are at their lowest price ever. And believe me when I tell you, because I've gotten these from my parents, the best gift. You spend one-third of your life in bed. Buy people bedding. Especially when it's on sale. You can get these as low as $29.99 right now. Get a set for your parents, for your sister, for your neighbor. You got a look, if you got a gift exchange at work, as low as $29.99, you will be the belle of the ball. You have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. That's how you get the discount. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or if you're on the road, please, truckers, stay off your phone. Well, don't try to order on your phone. Just make a call instead. 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544. Just tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll take care of you, all right? All right, let's talk pizza and national divorce. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, what is this music? What is this? The Black Keys? I can't decide if I like that. I like the Black Keys, but I can't decide if I like that song or not, Chris. It's a good song? Well, play a different part of it next time. You probably pick the worst part of the song like you normally do, Chris. Yeah, you do. You do that all the time. This money, like beginning of the song is always the best because you're getting the slow build up and it's haunting. And that's like what we do at Deleterious Consequences. I'm the front man. What, Chris? Go, play it.
Oh, can it be? The voice is calling.
See? Voice is calling me. See, I hear you, front man. I hear you. I sound just the same as those guys do. Sound exactly the same. Modern day Renaissance man. Just a suggestion regarding the audio version of your book. Although there's nothing that would be better than hearing your mellifluous voice. Mellifluous? Chris, look that up and find out what that means real quick. I do have a mellifluous. You know what? Never mind. I know what it means. I have a mellifluous voice. Although there's nothing that would be better than hearing your mellifluous voice reading the genius of your own words, please consider the following idea. If you let Chris do the reading, it would accomplish two things. First, it would force Chris to actually read a book. And second, we would get to hear Chris speak. As an aside, try the Detroit-style pizza from Jets. I'm sure there's one near you. Oh, Detroit-style pizza is fantastic. And I'm normally, what is it, Chris? Okay, so you know like a New York style is going to be a thinner crust, and that's probably the best kind of pizza out there, a New York style. And then there's the super thin crust pizza out there, super thin crust, like thin and crispy. You know what I'm talking about. Then there's Chicago deep dish, which is wretched trash. I don't eat that. Then there's something called Detroit style. It's a thicker crust. All right. It's, I don't want you to think of it as deep dish. It's a thicker crust. And the edges of the crust, because I'm sure they cook it in some kind of pan, they're basically crunchy. The edge of the crust, like BJ's? Oh, BJ's Pizza. Yes. No, it's similar to BJ's Pizza. Yes, similar to BJ's Pizza, but not quite. Detroit-style pizza is usually square. It's usually square. So BJ's, they're different. Anyway, Jesse Deleterious Kelly. You mentioned this country needs a divorce. I don't disagree with you, but I have a hard time seeing how this could actually play out. Well, it says, specifically, what do we do with a massive amount of oil that sits under our feet? Well, I think that's a great thing to bring up at the negotiating table. And look, I know we're not going to have a national divorce the way I want it. But what I want right now, I want to go sit down at the negotiating table. The communists can send their representatives. We will send our representatives. I will, of course, be the chief one of those representatives. And we will sit down with a mediator of some kind who can be trusted. And we will simply take however long it takes, weeks, months, and we will just go through our national divorce. We'll divide up the assets and liabilities and who gets the kids and who gets the dog and who gets this and who gets the that. We're each going to need probably both oceans, right? That's a big advantage. We each need to get both oceans, figure out how to split things up, so on and so forth. When it comes to the oil, I wouldn't worry about that because here's what I believe is going to happen. I think this is already happening in the country. There's something people aren't talking enough about when it comes to Florida. Florida, as you know, had a big night. It was that bright, shining light that was the thing we all can feel good about. Florida Heavy D kills everybody. That's basically all red congressmen now. It was just when Florida went super, super red. And people are giving Heavy D all the credit for that. And he deserves a lot of it, but not necessarily in the way everyone's giving him credit for. Heavy D won his first one by 30,000 and won this one by over a million. Why? Because Republicans are moving to Florida. That's why. He got reinforcements, got out from behind enemy lines, and they moved into Florida. And now Florida had this massive influx of Republicans. Now they moved there because of him, so he does get credit for that. But now they have this massive influx of Republicans. And now Democrats are going to have simply a very difficult time to register enough voters to compete statewide there for a long, long time. You can't withstand an influx of a million of your opponent. You just can't. I mean, in Texas, if that was to happen here in the reverse, we're a pretty red state. If we got a million Democrats moving here over the course of 2 years, this state's gone. It would be in trouble, very, very deep trouble. So where am I going with that? The national divorce is already happening. It's just never going to happen the way I want it. The blue states, as the Democratic Party has lost its mind and they've simply embraced full-blown communism, as they are now the cultural Marxist party, and they're getting aggressive and insane, and they're just as bad as it can get. People are already leaving, and they're going to places that are red so their family can have a normal life. And as you know, I encourage you to do so. I want you to do that because I've done it, and it is a better life. Living in a red area surrounded by people who share your values is a better life. But people don't need encouragement from me. I do love your emails saying, hey, we're moving because of you. Thank you so much. I love that. But people are doing it whether or not I suggest it or not. People don't want to live in a place where, I mean, you realize if you live in a blue area still, let's say your area lost its mind during COVID and they shut down your schools and put masks on your kids and social distance, all the idiocy they did. You know there's going to be another pandemic and they're going to do it again, right? While you're sitting there breathing that sigh of relief, oh, thank goodness that's over. They're going to do it again. We showed them as a population, we showed them we would be compliant if they turned to tyranny and tried to justify it using a disease. We showed them that, sadly, we did. What incentive, if you're in California, why wouldn't they do it again? There have been tons of California elections since then. Recalls, governor, everything. Democrats are all still in power. In fact, they're stronger now than they ever were. Why wouldn't they do it to you again? You're behind enemy lines. That's all. Anyway, I got a bunch more questions to get to. Jesse, I know it's a long way off, but do you think DeSantis being controlled and criticizing Trump will ingratiate him to the middle? How would he target Trump in a way that appeals to suburban women? DeSantis is not going to, engage with Donald Trump. And here's why he's not. He doesn't have to. Trump could do this smarter. I talked about this at the beginning of the show, that he's really screwing up here. He's not appealing to very many people at all. Bottom 20-30%, I shouldn't say bottom, 20-30% of Trump hardcores like the Ron DeSanctimonious stuff. The rest of Trump's hardcores, remember all my emails that I read you at the beginning of the show, these are not Trump haters. These are all Trump fans. I love him. I voted for him. They're furious and they're leaving him. Well, if Trump is busy torpedoing his own numbers, think about the advantage that gives Heavy D. Heavy D is governor of a state, a blood red state with a blood red state legislature. So if you have Trump sounding like he's lost his marbles and you're busy being a governor and you get to do policy things and look like you're above it all, then Trump will doom himself if he can't get control of himself. He just will. He's going to doom himself. And Heavy D doesn't have to help him do it. Now, if they end up in a primary together, and I've told you I always thought they will, and I still think that, and I think they should. Eventually, you know, Trump's going to announce on Tuesday, I give Heavy D a year. Because he can't announce now, he just won the governorship, it would look kind of scummy, and he doesn't need to. What's his rush? His numbers only get, he gets more and more popular, his numbers go up and up and up. What you're going to see, Chris, go ahead and write this down. What you'll start seeing is Heavy D is going to start going to campaign events around the country. Oh, it'll always be for other people or some PAC or something, right? No. They're having a big Freedom PAC event in Iowa. I think I'll go up to Iowa and speak. That's Heavy D running for president before he runs for president. That's what he's going to do. But what he's going to do is he's going to take a year and just get more and more popular as Joe Biden ruins things in the country and Heavy D makes things better in Florida. Trump's big disadvantage in this is not, well, it's not just his insane behavior the past couple of days that's hurting him. He's not in government. He doesn't have any power right now. Heavy D does. So Heavy D can point to win after win after win. That's, I mean, you can say it's unfair and it is, but it's true. Heavy D's a governor and Trump right now is just a citizen. And that hurts him. It hurts him a lot. We'll see. Now, I want to thank you once again. I believe I told you this a couple days ago. If I didn't, let me tell you again. when I was in Nashville, I met with the Christian Expedition guys. Those are the guys who are putting together our Israel trip in July. And you should know, when they spoke about you, they couldn't stop smiling and laughing. And I said, why? What'd they do? And they said, no, they're the best. Apparently, you're a little bit different than the normal people who call in to get trips with Christian Expedition. I love it. And they love it too. They love you so much. They love you so much. The Christian Expedition guys are coming on our trip. I talked to them. They're like, oh, we're going. We have to meet these people. It's going to be a fun trip. There is a limited, and now it's getting an extremely limited availability. I do have to give you a heads up about that. That's because so many of you have come. But July 17th to the 26th, if you want to come do a Holy Land, 10 days in the Holy Land with me, Chris, and the fam, and the whole Jesse Kelly Show family, you can. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. That's ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or call 877-234-3002. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email me if you want still. That's fine. We're live. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Before I get to emails I didn't get to, I want to get to this really quickly. I got a bunch of emails from Wednesday's show when I was talking to you about Tunnel to Towers and not just how they care for widows and orphans, about that DC event that I got to go to with them where they read off the names of everyone who died in Iraq and Afghanistan, every single one. It takes all day long. They get up on stage and people were there and there's veterans there. And lots of times it's the wives or the children who get up or the husbands who get up and read the name of the fallen. It's a really wonderful event. And I got a bunch of emails from you after that saying, hey, Jesse, thank you for these guys. I'm donating. I want to thank you for that, too. They really are. They do so much good for people who get forgotten. I know you don't forget. I don't mean it that way. Forget about Gold Star families. I don't mean it to be insulting. We'll hear a story of this cop got ambushed, dead, left behind a wife and two small kids. And what happens? You get mad and you're sad and maybe you'll find a way to donate to the family or something like that. But then it's really gone in 24 hours from your mind. Well, it lasts forever for them. It lasts forever. That hole, it's gone forever. It's there's a hole there forever. So Tunnel to Towers does not forget. They come alongside them. They pay off mortgages for Gold Star widows, for the families of fallen first responders. They just do so many wonderful things, and thank you for supporting them. They are certainly worthy. They ask for $11 a month. You sign up online to give it automatically, and then you don't ever know it's gone. $11 a month, right? T2T.org. T2T.org. Let's help them help widows and orphans, huh? Huh? It's time. You know what it's time for, Chris?
We're changing people's lives.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Shogun, has it ever dawned on you that Biden's family corruption has fallen completely off the radar? Now he's running around acting like a statesman. Oh, yeah. The Biden family, they really are a crime family. And I had a fascinating conversation. I want to give her credit with Miranda Devine of the New York Post. She is really, really sharp, and she's so knowledgeable about this stuff. And she laid out for me in detail how Biden came up. And Biden was like the golden child that was always destined for this, and his family propped him up to do it. And everyone underneath Biden, his brothers and his children, they all came along to take up different roles in the Biden crime family. As you know, Hunter Biden's the bag man. He's the bad guy, so he makes sense to be the bag man, right? His brother's involved. It's the things they're involved in with China, Ukraine, Russia. They're really involved in Russia. People don't talk about that. What, Chris? Chris said it's still no Clinton. Well, it's a different kind. It's horrible, rotted corruption. It's a different kind. It's just that the Biden associates don't all commit suicide with two shots to the back of the head. Hi, Jesse, most symmetrical Denzel Washington type guy. I live in Indonesia and they're moving their capital. Then I realized that might be a solution to some of the problems we have in our political system. It would be a great move that would change this country. And I don't know that we necessarily have to move our capital from Washington, D.C. because of all the wonderful history there. But what we should do is keep the politicians out of there for most of the time. We don't. The worst thing in the world is these congressmen and these senators living there for most of the year, because when you're there, you feel like you have to do something. In Texas, I believe it's every 2 years for us, right? Yep. Our state legislature meets every 2 years in Texas. Every 2 years, they're not allowed to meet otherwise unless there's some kind of a thing. So we don't get many laws because there's no opportunity for them to pass laws. Oh, it would be wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Jesse, who do you think is running our country? Why is any supervision needed at the border? Since the border is open, why would it be necessary to waste manpower watching the influx? The only reason they haven't just pulled every Border Patrol agent off the border is because then it would be obvious to everyone else who's, you know, not really paying attention that they're intentionally flooding the country with illegal immigrants. Who's running the country? Same people who've run every country ever. The wealthy and powerful, right? The billionaires and their billionaire politician friends. They all are this one gigantic cabal. And sat. Now, that's not the end of the world that rich and powerful people run a country when rich and powerful people are patriots. When they love the country, it's not the end of the world. Are they going to do things to enrich themselves? Sure. When you get to the situation that we're in now, where the rich and powerful who run the country either don't care or hate the place, that's not good. Jay, I believe all public sector unions must be declared unconstitutional and illegal. What say you, Oracle? That works for me as long as the teachers' union's going along with them. Dear fellow crayon eater, I'm done with America. After Tuesday, the fail of the red tsunami and how those who pushed COVID tyranny survived, I'm done with Americans. Freedom has died. From this point on, I'm voting straight communist ticket to crash the system, and I'm ready for a hot civil war. Woo! Ow. Brother, just get to a red area, man. Keep in mind, there are two different Americas already. And if you're stuck in, like I just talked to someone moving from Seattle. If you're stuck in Seattle and maybe you haven't been outside of there, you don't understand how much different it is in right next door in Idaho. You don't understand how different it is. It's like two different countries already. There's a ton of good left in this country. And there are tens of millions of freedom-loving people still in this country and freedom-loving pockets of this country. There's a bunch out there worth saving, all right? A bunch of it. Don't give up yet. Don't give up yet. Hey, Devil Dog, dropping you a line because I really wanted to know how crow tastes. It makes me sad that the midterms turned out the way they did, and yet here we are. Fact of the matter is, while you may be raising anti-communists, most in this generation or the one before are not. The sad truth is that Gen Z is just as scared of freedom and devoid as morals as millennials. And the good news is maybe after having to eat the family dog and a few rats, they might get it. Maybe. Love the show. Keep up the good fight. Semper Fi. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Chris said it's hard. I know. And I'm not one that's... Do I give you false hope? I never do that, do I? I mean, if I do, I don't mean to. I tell you, I think the country as a whole is finished. But our state system allows you and your kids and their kids and their kids and their kids and their kids after them. And it's going to allow generations of your family to live the great life you've been able to live. Nationally, yeah, we're probably screwed. Don't give up yet. All right? Don't give up yet. All right. Well, you enjoy your weekend, and if you're down and out, put your friggin' phone away and go enjoy something, all right? Enjoy life. Life is good, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.